like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program today. Thanks for being alongside. And from Dirty Dancing, She's Like the Wind. It's Patrick Swayze, the actor and I guess singer on this one. It reached number 3 on the charts in 1988. Patrick Swayze died from cancer, pancreatic cancer, in 2009, 13 years ago at this point. But he was born on this day in 1952. And I hurt myself here. I knew this was going to come up today because playing the songs in advance. And She's Like the Wind, that's been going through my head all night long and through the morning. And now it'll be in your head all day long. So I'm sorry about that. Patrick Swayze, born on this day in 1952. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Rick Keating is with us from the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBECouncil.org. Ray, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Morning, Scott. Thanks for putting that song in my head. I appreciate it.
All day now. All day now, Ray. And if you're lucky, through the weekend. You just never know how long Patrick Swayze will stay with you. How long will the harm of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act stay with us, Ray, and especially for our small businesses?
Yeah, it's going to be around for a while. Of course, it's one of the most, I'm always fascinated being in Washington and observing Washington, doing analysis for so many years, the names that they come up for, for legislation. And this Inflation Reduction Act has nothing to do at all with reducing inflation, but nonetheless, that's the name that we have. But it does have a lot to do with, transferring resources from the private sector to the public sector, raising taxes, and so on. It's kind of standard stuff for Washington in that respect.
If you can, for our audience who aren't entrepreneurs and don't run small businesses, we hear a lot of, when we talk about tax policy, about pass-throughs and how small businesses are taxed. What does that pass-through mean, and how is it treated by the IRS? How are those impacted by this new law?
Sure. Small businesses, most businesses actually these days are pass-throughs. They're not C corporations. The traditional idea that people think of with a business, a corporation, is a C corporation. So with a C corp, you get taxed at the business level. There's a corporate income tax. Mm-hmm. LLCs, S corps, sole proprietorships, they're pass-throughs in the sense that the income earned is paid by the individual at the individual tax rate. So and you have with LLCs and S-Corps, there are all sorts of protections that you get with corporations. I won't get into all that. But that's the basic idea, that the money passes through to the individual. And, of course, we had some tax relief under President Trump. Those are due to expire. And, unfortunately, what we see with this tax bill is, those things are going to expire for pass-throughs. And we see also a whole host of tax increases that are directed at corporations and so-called upper income earners, but those will very much have an effect on small businesses and the broader economy. For example, when you impose a corporate minimum tax, as this bill does, on corporations that earn at least $1 billion in income, it sounds like, we're just going to get the big guys. Why you want to get the big guys is another issue. It doesn't make much sense from an economic standpoint. But guess what? You have small businesses that work with those firms, right? Provide goods and services to those corporations, serve their employees. So the negative effects of any kind of tax increase ripples out throughout the economy. When you talk about our economy being a small business economy, well, guess what? Small businesses are going to feel that.
Talking with Ray Keating from the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You can find them at SBECouncil.org. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Democrats even had said, leading up to this breakthrough, the last thing you want to do in the middle of a recession, in the middle of an inflationary period, is raise taxes. That's the last thing you want to do. Well, that's what happens thanks to the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. So why is that so problematic? What happens inside a small business with taxes going up in the middle of a period of recession and inflation?
Yeah, I'm consistently amazed that they're right. You don't – well, listen, I'm not going to argue for a tax increase during good times or bad economic times, but it's especially egregious during bad economic times. And what's interesting is no matter what school of thought you subscribe to as an economist, right? I'm a supply-side economist, Keynesian economist, you know, they're modest. So no one's going to argue – they'll have different reasons, but no one's going to argue that, yeah, during a recession – and during stagflation, which is what we have now, that it's a good idea to raise taxes. But politicians being politicians, they forge on and often don't listen to we economists. And so again, the most fundamental issue here is the idea that, again, you're draining resources from the private sector. Now, what is the private sector guided by, right? They're guided by competition. Ultimately, consumers make the decisions on what works and what doesn't, right? There are price and profit signals and losses and so on. And you're going to take those resources and move them over into the public sector where the money is allocated according to, there's no other way to put it, but political incentives, right? So that's going to be a negative for the economy overall. And then you get to these various tax increases. You know, I mentioned the corporate minimum tax. There's also a stock buyback tax, 1% excise tax on stock buybacks. People are like, again, well, how could that possibly affect small businesses? Well, guess what? When you have a stock, when a company does a stock buyback, they do that because they don't have any other investment options, right? Mm-hmm. So they are returning that money to their shareholders. Guess what shareholders then do? They reinvest it in other businesses. They often reinvest it into small, growing companies, more dynamic, more innovative companies, entrepreneurs, right? That's what we want to see them do. Again, this tax gums up the works on that, to say the least, raises costs on that.
Ray Keating with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We've got about 90 seconds here. One of the crutches Democrats have leaned on during this time of recession, two consecutive quarters of negative growth, is that unemployment remains low. Unemployment remains low. With increased taxes from the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, might we see hiring slow or hiring actually reverse in some places?
Yeah, well, first off, employment's always a lagging indicator, right? And it's also important to look at employment rather than unemployment. I won't get into that. We could cover that in another show. But but it's a lagging indicator. And when you look at tax increases, again, you're going to have fewer resources to do hiring. Inflation is raising the costs of labor, right? So we've got some real issues that we have to deal with, ongoing supply chain issues, these labor force issues. But this act doesn't do anything to resolve those problems. In fact, arguably, it makes those problems worse. So, yeah, again, it's a head scratcher. As an economist, it's extremely frustrating. And as a taxpayer, a consumer, somebody that wants economic growth and job creation, I think everybody should be upset with this.
Ray Keating, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You can find out more at sbecouncil.org, sbecouncil.org. Ray, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
I appreciate it, Scott. Take care.
That's Ray Keating, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Scott Bertram here, sitting in for Steve, this Thursday edition of The Steve Gruber Show.
She's like the wind.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.